first thing, before we forget it, you've got a big deal going on right here in town.
You bet. I'll be blowing back into town after lunch. We've got our grand opening at our district office at the Wells Fargo building on the second floor. So love to see some folks come by today and say hi. It's going to be nice to be back in the Brazos Valley.
You know, and just so folks will know, if you want to visit almost all of your elected representatives, you'll now be able to do that in the Wells Fargo building, because I think the senator's in there, and then Representative Flores' office is
yes,
there.
Yes, Congressman Flores on the fourth floor. Charles is right next door, and I was talking to John Rainey yesterday, and he's like, can I come join in the fun? I said, come on.
Now, let's talk a little bit. Obviously, I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you in a week or so, but what's happened in your committee assignments since the last time we talked?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's a good week for agriculture. I was fortunate enough to lay out two bills on the agriculture committee. You know, one of the many reasons I did this, but laid out a beef, a livestock ID and traceability. So when we talk about this level 3 diagnostic lab, we're trying to help facilitate a Texas A&M for Dr. Beckham. This will aid in helping us identify all our livestock, and if we have an outbreak from foreign disease, we'll be able to identify that quickly, and hopefully we'll have a facility to handle and take care of it. So good week for agriculture and livestock and the healthy food that we provide for all the people of this great state and this country.
So now basically, are we talking about what you're going to do, an RFID on each animal in Texas? Is that what the idea is,
I think we're taking baby steps. We'll get there eventually. Right now, just making sure we have an ID. The USDA had a program that has now been taken off the books, so we needed some clarity. So we've started, you know, it's been a great 90 days working with the Animal Health Commission, all the livestock industry groups and the marketing groups, and, you know, it took a while. I mean, that was some of the best negotiations. We were butting heads early, and we've come to an agreement, and I think we finally got a bill that's HB 2311 that everybody in the industry, the veterinarians and Animal Health Commission, we've worked very hard, and I'm very proud of that piece of legislation. So hopefully we'll vote it out of committee next week, and we'll get it to the floor pretty soon.
Now, obviously, safety of food source is something that we always have to be aware of.
You know, when you live in Texas, and you know, my favorite statistic is we only consume 4% of the beef we produce here in Texas. So we're exporting 96% of our beef into the country, into the world. So,
yep, brings money here. Okay, anything else?
That's about it. The grand opening day we're looking forward to, and, you know, this is an easy week. We've got the budget passed and worked on the schools. I'm amazed. Like I said, it's been an incredible session. Everybody's working together and focused on making this state, keeping it at the forefront of our country.
Sure.
So hopefully we'll lead this country out of this economic fun time. Seems like everything's rolling. I'm just honored to be amongst 149 other members working for the state of Texas.
Yeah, we're blessed in Texas, that's for sure. Kyle Cassell joining us. I want to get your thoughts on one thing. There seems to be a debate going on now. You know, the previous legislature worked very hard to put together 4 math and 4 science as part of the graduation plan for Texas students. Now the legislature seems to be pulling back on this, and in fact, the chairman of education, in fact, is looking at it from the standpoint of, for instance, Algebra 2 is not something that will be important for the graduate of Texas high schools in the future if the legislature passes this. As one member of the legislature, what's your feeling about moving back, stepping back from even what the previous legislature had said as far as guidelines for graduating from high school in Texas?
Well, you know, I don't know if I look at it as stepping back. Algebra 2 is important, and I think those children that choose that collegiate path or the advanced path that need Algebra 2 are going to be able to take that. You know, we're trying, and I think Chairman Aycock is doing a good job trying to open up those vocational and technical paths that we talked about. Right now we've got an abundance of jobs out there in the state of Texas, but we don't have the skill set, and these kids are not getting introduced to that early enough, and they're having to make choices. There's opportunities to start in 8th, 9th grade and get them on these vocational and technical paths and get to the TSTCs of the world and get out and be making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. There's some great job opportunities.
You know, one of the things that's happened over, I think, yesterday in the Senate, they are looking at really kind of cracking open the piggy bank that is the rainy day fund and getting billions of dollars out of there. And that kind of runs counter to what the governor has been wanting, well, has been trying to protect for years and years. Don't know if it's going to come up on the House, but what are your thoughts on maybe cracking open that rainy day fund and putting it down as some of the base needs such as roads and water that we need?
Well, yes, the rainy day fund we've talked about a lot. And, you know, right now our main concerns are education, water, and transportation, but with not busting the spending cap. So, I mean, we've got some fun, you know, we talk about Algebra 2. I think our legislators need to be working on Algebra 2 so we maintain this money. And the governor is correct. I mean, we have that rainy day fund for a reason. So it needs to maintain a certain level. But with all the estimates coming out that it's going to be, you know, near $12 billion or $13 billion, that's the amount of money we're playing with. I think everybody agrees that we got to leave about $8 billion plus or minus in that account at all times.
Nice to be able to have that as a decision, right? There are lots of states out there that can't even talk about that.
We look at the historic and the previous legislatures, and I'm very thankful they've given us that savings account.
Yep, makes things good. Kyle Cassell joins us on Fridays when the House is in session. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website, and again today at 3 o'clock. Is that right? When's your...
I'm looking forward to seeing everybody. I will drive careful, and we'll see you guys on Briarcrest soon. Okay.